work on about, we talked about for winter parking and stuff. Board's open to that.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome to the Des Moines County Supervisors Meeting, July 26, 2022. Is there any changes to the agenda?
None.
I have none.
None.
Okay, thank you. We shall meet with department heads and elected officials. Sarah Doty, payroll clerk, auditor's office.
Good morning. Just keeping busy as usual, nothing new to report at this time.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Colin Gerks, IT.
I just keep busy like always. Kind of did a little kickoff meeting yesterday and started doing our website redesign, so been working on that. And I just got other projects that we're rolling out, so that's about it.
Okay, thank you. Sheriff Glendenning.
Good morning. Fair starts, well, technically started yesterday with the static exhibits. They'll be out at SEC. All the livestock will be arriving today. So if you're looking for something to do this week, stop out to the fair. A lot of great events and their schedule's online, so you can check that out. National Night Out is next Tuesday night, and that's going to be August 2nd from 6 to 8 p.m. We'll be at the riverfront, but this year we'll be on the south side of the auditorium. A lot of our law enforcement, public safety, fire departments, National Guard's going to be there with their big inflatable bounce houses, and looking probably to have a flyover from Med Force. If not, the helicopter will at least be there or flyover. So stop down, check it out. There's going to be food and refreshments, and say hi to us.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
That's a good thing. I was there last year, and I had a lot of people there.
Yeah, we had a really great turnout. Hope to have the same this year.
Good for the community.
We're going to have some giveaways and some trivia for the sheriff's office and the county, so stop by and do our trivia, and we might have a free handout for you.
Is it hot dog?
No, it's going to be, we've got some like sheriff's office, just little toys, and sheriff's office actually blankets this year.
Okay.
But you got to complete the trivia to get one.
Great.
That's a lot of pressure.
Thanks, Kevin.
Yep.
Rodney Blazner, maintenance.
Good morning. Just staying busy with Novacare. We put some stuff on some bikes and some miscellaneous items on govdeals.com. So haven't got that link to Terry yet to put on the website, but that hopefully get that up today or tomorrow. Those are running for like 14 days. So there's still plenty of time if anybody's interested in some bicycles or items. We'll have those posted. So, thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Rodney. Chris, how's conservation?
We're a bit heartbroken. A member of our conservation family passed away last week. Otto Grunewald, one of our camp hosts at the Big Hollow. Him and Colette, his wife, have been with us for, I don't know, 10 years or better. They started camp hosting down Skunk River. They've been camp hosts ever since they finished the renovations at their Big Hollow and made a full hookup. They've been there every summer since. I mean, they really are the face of the Big Hollow campground. And he actually passed away at the park last week. So
at the park?
Yeah, heart issues. So we're just heartbroken. We will have we're doing a celebration of life for him at the park Saturday at 1 o'clock up there at the shelter house there at the east end of Big Hollow. And so just doing all we can to be there in support of Colette in this rough time. Other than that, just been kind of going along, keeping the parks busy. Been out soliciting donations for this raffle that we're doing, that our foundation is doing. And so we'll be launching that raffle at our summer celebration event, August 13th. And then we'll be getting invites out this week for our volunteer recognition dinner, which will be August 12th, that Friday night, right before that. So.
Make sure you give Colette our condolences.
Thanks, Roger. Looking Rodney, talking Chris. Thanks, Chris.
Yep.
Jared Lasser, how's the regional planning going?
We're doing okay with land use. It's been pretty busy as usual with new inquiries and questions about permits and whatnot. We do have one subdivision currently out for review, a minor subdivision, and then probably expect to get a couple more in within the next week or so. Apart from that, we do have a Board of Adjustment meeting scheduled for our office tomorrow evening. We had a couple of variance requests submitted related to zoning permits. So apart from that, I don't have anything else to report.
Okay, thanks, Jared. Terry Johnson, Auditor's Office.
Good morning. I'm going to give you some updates, election dates. Starting August the 8th through August the 31st is the filing period for county ag extension and soil and water conservation districts, and then also the NPOs. I know when Shane ran, they had the NPOs had to file back in March with everybody else, but then a lawsuit was filed, and now NPOs are allowed to file in August with the ag and soil and water. And anybody that wants to run as a no party or independent for any of the county offices, they have to have 75 signatures, and then they have to file their papers by August the 31st at 5 p.m. And then on August the 30th, that is also the first day that anybody can submit an absentee request form. Don't send them the day ahead, because by law, we have to return them back to you. And so we cannot accept any request forms for absentee ballots until August the 30th. And then once we receive those, the first day that we can actually mail out ballots is October the 19th. And that is also the first day that we mail out the ballots. It's also the first day that anybody can vote in person absentee here at the office. So, and for the ag extension, their signature that they're required to have is 25 from the conservation district and 25 from the extension district. And I think they have their certain districts, so you might want to talk to each of those. Anybody that's interested might want to talk to those offices.
Wow, 75 signatures. I needed to get 1,987. Interesting.
250. So, yeah, they've changed it a little bit, so lawsuits help too. So.
Good deal. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Terry.
You're welcome.
Ken Hyman, Seal Region for Southeast Simon Lane.
Yeah, good morning. We did get in some bling for the Seal Region, kind of like what you're talking about. We got some sunglasses and pens and things like that. So I know Brooke was talking about having a booth out at the fair, and a number of other fairs in our 8-county region, people are bringing Seal bling to some of those fairs. So I asked Brooke if she'd bring some of that new. It tells our Seal logo, and our website is the main thing on it, so that people can get more familiar with mental health services in this area. So we'll be having Brooke hand out some of that bling while she's over there at her VA booth. So excited about that. Otherwise, lots going on. You know, July 1, I'm now over contracting for the whole 8-county region, and I have been doing that for a few years, but now I'm the only one doing it. It used to be multiple people doing it, and we used to have multiple people doing rate changes in our CSN system, but now it's all up to me to do all the rate changes. So I've been sending out letters to all the providers saying, hey, did you get any Medicaid rate changes on July 1? If so, I need to know those so that I can put them in the computer system before I get your July bills, and we get that all squared away. So I'm doing that sort of thing right now too, just communicating with the providers and getting their new rates. So just staying busy.
Thanks, Ken. Uh-huh. This must be one of your blings that when somebody took my pen here a couple weeks ago, I found this one here, and it said Southeast Iowa Lake. So thank you.
Yes, after hearing you lost some pens, I put that behind your behind your nameplate there, thinking you needed a pen.
Thank
He's
you.
A good man.
Natalie Steffner, the Recorder's Office.
Good morning, just keeping busy. Nothing new to report.
Okay, thank you. Brian Carter, Secondary Roads.
Good morning.
plenty of stuff going on. I would just note there'll be a new closure coming that is tied to the four-lane project, 170th Street, which is basically opposite the side of Stony Hollow Road. So if you're going up the highway, that intersection is going to close up. There's some significant regrading that's going to happen there, and I think it's going to be closed for a little while. I don't have a set time frame, but I don't think it's going to be real quick before it opens back up. So thought I'd mention that. And we do have a bid opening coming up on Friday, so we'll get that going. That's on that patch on Pleasant Grove that I talked to you guys about. I still don't know. We'll see if we get bids or not. It's a late season to start doing a short notice bid, but we'll find out and see how it goes and go from there. Other than that, like I said, there's plenty of stuff going on, but things are moving.
Okay, so thanks, Brian. Andy Vaughn, safety.
Good morning. I really don't have much new to report. Been kind of busy, but we're all good.
Okay, thank you. Chris Pogemiller, public health.
Good morning. We also continue to be busy. We're also going to be set up at the fair. We managed the first aid hoop for them from 8 to 4:30 every day. So our nurses are out there in case anyone has any needs. They can come see us at our first aid hoop.
Okay. We had our meeting Thursday, mm-hmm. and Andy is now on the board for the, Flume?
Oh, yes. Well, we attended the board meeting for the IAAP Restoration Board.
Well, congratulations for that. We'll keep you going. Did I miss anybody? Nobody there? Okay. Correspondence, seeing none here. I have none. Do either of you gentlemen have any?
I don't have any. I do not.
Thank you. Move on to discussion and vote. We have a resolution 2022-54 adopting and approving tax compliance procedures relating to tax exempt bonds.
I'm not going to pretend that I understand that whole legal document. What it is when we have our line of credit bonds, the one for capital projects is tax exempt on the earnings on that for the lender. So to maintain that tax exempt status, this is just another form that the government wants us to fill out. So I would make a motion to approve that resolution.
Second. Sarah.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Okay, now we have a resolution 2022-55 for participation in the SS4A grant application. This is the Federal Transportation Bill and Infrastructure Investment. So, you want me to read this?
No.
Reiner, can you?
Well, you are more than welcome to read it. I'll give you a summary, and if you wish to read it, you have at it.
I like your summary already.
I don't. This is kind of a preliminary step to be able to try to play the game that has now been created by the new highway transportation bill that the current administration got passed. I think that's about the best way I can put it. I would not be surprised if this isn't the last thing we end up doing for various funding. They have some of the normal streams that are still there. So our STBG funds that we use about once every 4 years or so, those are still there, and they did increase, but those are there. And the federal bridge money, they're still sorting that out, but that's still there. But then they went kind of crazy as far as various competitive types of funds, which are going to be very hard for the way they worded things are going to be difficult for some of them. For instance, we applied for a bridge here a couple years ago, and we didn't get considered, we didn't make it as far as the Iowa bridges to go, which is fine. That just meant that there's worse bridges out there. There's a lot more competition stuff out there, and some of the language that's in the highway bill tends to, in my opinion, angle a bit more towards larger entities as far as some of their diversity, language, and stuff like that. But either way, we want to position ourselves as best as possible to compete for funding. I always say us. This is a statewide, countywide effort. So anyway, 2017, I think Tom sat through it. We did a safety plan process, and it was a longer process than anybody here saw. But it produced a three-ring binder, kind of identifying different road areas and segments and stuff throughout the county. It was a consulting firm that did it. We had very little money in that. Well, this is very similar to that. That did not, of course,
this is replacing that?
This, yes, it basically replaces that. That particular document didn't qualify to meet the exact parameters that the federal government set out, of course. But so what's afoot right now is they're preparing to try to get all 99 counties on board to go and get these plans created. And as I understand it right now, I mean, they could range anywhere from $30,000 to $50,000 a plan. I think the plans that are already created, they will basically steal what they can steal, so those will be cheaper plans. And but there are counties that don't have a plan at all, and that's starting from scratch.
I don't get it. I mean, it's about safety and keeping down fatalities and whatever. I mean, what is that? I don't understand the box that this puts us in, you know, for getting those dollars.
So you have to have, what's the terminology I say in here, what they're calling it now, I called it a safety plan, I think they're calling it an action plan. If you don't have one of these action plans, you don't qualify to apply for any of the SS4A grant money that they've created this $1 billion pool for over the next 5 years. It's a five-year highway bill. So if you don't have the plan, you never compete.
So that's what
I'm not gonna sit here and tell you that we'll ever get money out of it, but what I will tell you right now is, and this I'd have to find another email to say it to you clear. I think the best way I can tell you is right now the powers that be that are kind of orchestrating this whole plan creation deal, I think the funding is getting covered by outside sources so that we're not gonna pay anything out of pocket to get this action plan created.
Okay.
That as of right now, that's what's being presented. If I find out different, I'll let you guys know, and then we'll make a decision from there. But I believe that there's a couple different pots of safety money out there, and they're going to utilize those pots of safety money on the state level to create these plans. So in the end, what it will do, I think, in essence, so for instance, the bridge that we applied for kind of locally, and then eventually what happened is it narrowed down to 8 bridges, and those 8 bridges competed in a federal level. And they did well, but they did not receive any money. And so what's happening now is that they're putting together a different application for a different federal grant and going after that. And there's a ton of work going on behind the scenes on that whole side of it, which we will eventually also have bridges going for. It's a very similar process for this. Get these action plans created, and then there'll be an organized effort to try to put 20 counties, 30 counties, 50 counties, whatever it is, a larger pool of projects together to compete on a national level for this funding. So do we end up getting anything? I don't know. Right now there's no money out of our pocket. It seems like a no-brainer. So what they're requesting out of us is basically a number that we need, a federal number, which I got from Cheryl yesterday, and a board signed resolution of support, because that's mandatory for part of the process. So I guess I would recommend, we're not out anything to approve this, and it just puts us in line for maybe some funding eventually. So.
Sounds good. I move to approve.
Sir?
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Thank you. And there's two of them there, so I'll leave one original at the auditor's office. I'll take the other original so that I can get it to the people that are coordinating this whole effort.
We have a resolution 2022-56, transferring MHBS assets to maintenance department.
I guess I'd like to address one thing on this. And this is, as Ken's mentioned several times, the most recent state mental health legislation eliminated Fund 10 that we paid mental health expenses out of. Anyway, but that fund was the owner of several assets, building, that sort of thing. And so those assets are being transferred to the county. Now, if you're wondering why they're going to the county instead of somewhere else, all those assets were paid for with local property taxes over the years. So, an accounting necessity. If you've got those assets there, they have to belong somewhere. And since the Fund 10 that they belong to no longer exists, this transfers them to maintenance. And if you have any questions, Rodney didn't object. So I know it was run past him. But I would encourage you to approve that resolution.
I'll second that.
Sarah.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yep.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Moving on to approval of assessors 2022 disabled veterans exemptions amended payroll reimbursement. This has to do with, we did this 2 weeks ago, I believe, and there was an error in the, that should have been overlooked when they filled out the application that since has been corrected. So,
vote to approve.
Sarah?
Shane Campbell?
Yep.
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Seeing no payroll claim reimbursements, we shall move on. Personnel action. We have personnel action for Ingrid McClellan, certified nurse's aide. 2 hours unpaid on July the 14th, 2022.
Move to approve.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Now we have two of them for the correctional center. We'll do these together. Angela Schertz, the last day of working was July 16th. 2022, and we have Larry Graham Jr. resignation. Last day of work was July the 17th.
Move to approve.
Did he say?
I move to approve.
Mr. Brooker, did you second that?
I did.
Oh, okay. Sorry, we didn't hear you.
Try to speak up.
No. Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
If I could just say it, thanks to Larry. He worked at the jail for 27 years-ish. He was there when I came on as a deputy. He's been a great asset out there, and wish him the best in his retirement.
That's great. That's a long time.
It's a long time to be at the correctional center. We appreciate people like him.
He was in jail for a long time. Broke out.
We have reports from the Sheriff's Office, the Dewey Meyer Trust, the clerk's report on fees collected, and the jail staff for 2022. These reports will be on file in the auditor's office for your viewing at your own discretion. Do we have the minutes for the regular meeting on July 19th, 2022?
Move to approve.
Thank you.
Sarah, Jim.
Yep. Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Let's see.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Do we have any other business? I have none.
I have none.
You, Tom, any other business?
No, today's the last day of my my restrictions, and so far it looks like I'm going to survive the day, so I will be around to aggravate the rest of you starting tomorrow.
Oh, joy.
Thanks for the warning.
Something to look forward to.
Well, I see all these girls in here smiling, so.
It'll be like Christmas in July, Tom.
What'd you say, Terry? Terry just said bring donuts. Okay, future agenda items.
I don't know future agenda items.
Committee reports.
You do have a work session.
Next.
She's already
next.
Got it, but yeah. And we're just going to set it at 10 o'clock so that the landowners know when to be here. So, just so you're aware
that,
of that.
That's for next week.
Yeah, yeah. I just want to make you remind you of that.
Krista, we have one with you as well, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Regarding the state nuisance and those homes that we were looking at.
We're going to have that after the landowners?
You might have time between. I don't know how long your agenda will be. I don't have any idea.
Just don't let Brian talk.
Oh, it won't probably be me taking after my time.
Okay.
Probably do her before.
Because you could start at 10 o'clock a little late if you needed to.
Yeah.
Just.
Okay, committee reports.
Workforce development. We're getting, we'll be voting on new board members. That's pretty much it. And then with community action, there's a sickness going around. Just be mindful. They had to shut down Iker or whatever, I can't remember the name of it, down in Fort Madison. They had to shut that down and have the central office is sick with the COVID, so be mindful.
Good. I had a public health meeting. Krista kind of went over that a little bit. And so that's what I had. We have public input. Anybody from the public has anything to say, they can call 319-753-8203, extension 4. That's 319-753-8203, extension 4. Or they can email board@dmcounty.com. That's board@dmcounty.com. We'll give you 2 minutes to do that. Anybody in here have anything that they want to talk about?
Hey, check that door. I think there's somebody outside.
Stop it.
KG, check that door. Either that or lock it. One of the
just another unadventure.
We like it that way.
Do you sit there and pay it up? Is that what you said?
Just kind of jumping on what Kevin had to say. We do have the county fair going on.
Yes.
And these young kids that are out there showing cattle and everything that they did. This is our future generation. These are the good kids that don't get in trouble and that. So I would say everybody should go out and just see how these kids act, because they it's good to see them like that. Them's the ones that you're not going to have to corral.
Hopefully no.
my daughters do it, and I've got to crawl them all the
time. The stats say, though, if you can keep them busy doing something constructive, they've got less of a chance to be offenders and in jail. So that's all good, even when you got to corral them. It's easy corralling during times like that.
Keep them busy.
That's right.
They put in a lot of hard work all year round for these animals.
I can't hear you. What'd you say, Natalie? We can't hear you.
Those kids put in a lot of
Terry, I can't do it.
Follow protocol.
Jane, behave yourself.
Yes, ma'am.
With an eye merger.
Ken,
Ken, I think next week, I think you ought to bring a bunch of these pens and give to all these department heads.
I can do that.
I think they're pretty good pens.
Yeah, they are. They're pretty good.
How good are they, Jim? I didn't get one.
I'm
how
sorry.
Interesting. I bet you are.
Jim's hoping if everyone has one, no one will still is.
No, he said, I'm going to give everybody one.
He brought me like 5, Shane.
Oh. And a couple of burgers and fries. Good on his end. He's a sweetheart.
Okay, with an aye, we're out of here.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Mr. Broker.
You're welcome.